Game on.
Gaelic football.
Now you're very welcome back to Game On as we turn our attention to Gaelic football in the company of Ciara O'Kane of the Irish News, because the story that I want to focus in on is that of Monaghan GAA's search for a new manager, because it has reportedly hit the rocks, with Jason Sherlock among the three candidates interviewed for the job last week now all out of the running. Ciara O'Kane reports in the Irish News today that former Dublin coach Sherlock, current Ballymun Kickhams and ex-Westmead manager Brendan Hackett, and outgoing Monaghan minor boss Mark Cunahan were all interviewed in the early part of last week. However, there's no white smoke. So, Ciara, it's not too regular that we hear of no successful candidates coming from inter-county management positions after there was a shortlist drawn up. What's the general overview of the situation?
It is an unusual position to be in, indeed, after the interview process, when they've had a shortlist, got it narrowed down. Basically, round about a month ago, there was a lot of noise and a lot of chat that Jason Sherlock would kind of be appointed imminently. And then it all cooled off. He had struggles getting the backroom team together, and the chat sort of died away. But his name stayed in the background, and the process went on, and it came back down to Sherlock being involved again. I think the Irish Times had reported last week that he'd got a backroom team together involving Kevin Nolan, who's been living in Monaghan for a wee while there and would have played for Dublin. And then Brendan Hackett, who's in charge of Ballymun, and then Mark Cunahan, who would have been in charge of the Monaghan Miners for the last 4 years. They were all interviewed on different nights last week, and basically over the weekend, Hackett and Sherlock both pulled out of the running, and Mark Cunahan was informed that he wasn't getting the job, and it has left Monaghan. I don't really know where they turn from here. There's certainly no obvious candidate outside of that. I don't see any U-turn from any of the three in the pipeline, and it just leaves it that, you know, they're in a really, really sticky position. It's already the end of August. I'm sure they would have wanted their business done by now, and it's time is ticking on.
We had Neil Ewing on yesterday, and I posed the question of whether or not it was concerning. It took the best part of 2.5 months, I think it was, to fill the James Horne vacancy in Mayo. Is this more concerning that even putting together a shortlist and it emerges that there is no ideal man for the job? Or would you take a bit of positivity that perhaps the county board aren't willing to settle? They're being extremely meticulous in the search for the new man.
I think you probably look at it from the first perspective, in that if there was anybody obvious out there, they would already have been chasing them, and they would already have been on top of it. When a process goes on this long, I think they found out to their great detriment and down on the past few occasions, particularly the last time the job came up, where they chased Jim McGuinness, and they chased for so long on the Conor Laverty, Marty Clark, Jim McGuinness ticket. That it dragged on so long, and then it didn't happen, and James McCartan basically had to step in and take the job that he didn't particularly want, and they were very, very late at getting started. It had the air then of, you know, the players felt very much that, you know, this man has just stepped in to fill a gap. It's not part of any long-term plan here. It's not, you know, he's not going to be here for the next 5 years talking about winning all Ireland's. And that air is very, very hard to escape. And that's probably air that, you know, sits over Monaghan now at the minute after the weekend we've seen, where, you know, they had their shortlist, they had their contenders, and now none of the three of them are going to be in position. And it leaves them, as I said, it's very hard to know where exactly they turn from here.
I know Journalism 101, there's no such thing as stupid questions, but, like, I mean, the Monaghan job, it's an appealing gig. Like, it's a big job, surely.
It is. You would think so. But, then, you know, we're at the end of August, and three of the eight counties in next year's Division 1 still have no manager. You know, Donegal, arguably more attractive because of the age profile, because of the fact that they've been in 10 of the last 12 Ulster finals, the fact that Michael Murphy's still playing. you would assume that the Donegal job is more attractive. They're having, you know, just as much trouble. They have no outstanding candidate. There was a bit of noise early on about going back to Jim McGuinness. That is kind of all quiet and down. And there is no outstanding candidate jumping off the page in Donegal. There's a few different rumours flowing about, but nothing concrete at all. And, you know, they're at the end of August as well. And you would think that these jobs would be attractive, but, you know, the workload is absolutely enormous for it now. We have to be sure, and the pool of inter-county managers has just gotten very shallow. It's gotten very short. And when you have the likes of then Tick Mayo's management team, where Kevin McStay then ticks in Stephen Roachford along with him, you have Paddy Talley and Micheál Quirkin along with Jack O'Connor, there's five inter-county managers taken up by two setups, and the pool's already shallow enough. So counties are finding more and more of a struggle to fill the jobs, and players are becoming more and more demanding in terms of what they want as well. And it's going to get harder for them.
Yeah, and even I mentioned in the news headlines at the top of the show about Tomás O'Shea taking the Kerry under 20 gig as well, and a few former players gone in with him, Brian Sheehan and Seamus Moynihan and so on. Like, Oisín McConville was also a man mentioned on one of the Mayo coaching tickets as well. And that Donegal job, I think there was speculation within Donegal that perhaps Martin McHugh was in the running with his son Mark, and Donegal ladies football boss Maxie Curran, part of his setup with Jim McGuinness, the likes of Roy Kavanagh, Carl Lacey, Malachy O'Rourke and Enda McGinley, you know, names that were mentioned previously, probably now highly unlikely. And Billy Leave, and I think was mentioned after leaving Limerick, about just, you mentioned the workload there, Kerr, but even just the social media abuse and armchair pundits you have to put up with as well. Like, I mean, are we getting to a stage where perhaps inter-county management, and albeit the glory of leading your county to whatever trophy or provincial title, like that, perhaps it's generally now not becoming that appealing for people starting off in management?
It's a trickier game to break into, and it's a particular lifestyle for a lot of people that lends itself to being involved in inter-county football. A lot, you know, a lot of it is teaching or retirement, basically, you know, is the two options that you have a lot of the time, if you're going to be involved because of the workload and the time commitments. And obviously teaching allows just the earlier finish in terms of travel and things, so, and the summer off and all the reasons that lend itself. But is it more attractive or less attractive? Look, there'll always be people who are ambitious and feel that they can do it, but it does go back to the players. You know, the players now put so much time and effort in, and they have become more demanding of the setups and more demanding, and they want names. They all kind of want big names. They want experience. They want, you know, a lot of the time now, an awful lot of the time, the management team is picked not on the strength of the manager, it's picked on the strength of what he's bringing with him. And, you know, absolutely no disrespect to Kevin McStay, but his management ticket jumped off the page because of the ticket that he had behind him. You know, once the four were laid out in Mayo, his seemed like the strongest case. You know, the previous Monaghan management, Seamus McEnany, had a very strong management team along with him, and, you know, including Donny Buckley. He had Liam Sheedy up the road from Tipperary. You have, as I mentioned, the Kerry management team there with a former Down manager and a former Laois manager both involved. You have Kieran Donaghy involved in Armagh. You know, there's so much behind. Look at, I mean, Kildare, Dermot Earley, Anthony Rainbow, Johnny Doyle behind Glenn Ryan. There's just so much emphasis placed not just on the manager, it is needing. And that was, you know, that was, go back to Jason Sherlock, that was said to be his problem all along, that he couldn't get the backroom team together that he maybe wanted, and that has sort of come back to bite, and it's very, very difficult. It's just, you know, players are giving up so much time and effort that they expect the best, and anything less, it's not that they won't play, it's just hard to sell to them, and then, you know, you're pushing a rock up the hill before you even start.
Yeah, I know we mentioned the Donegal job there. Pat Flanagan looks set for the Rossies. Leinster, Mead, of course, box off with Colm O'Rourke. Longford, Wexford seemingly available. Just to come full circle back to the article, before I do want to pick your brain on one other Gaelic football topic. Like, is it only a matter of time before we see J.O. in a management gig, or might he show face back with Desi and the Dubs? Because I know there were strong rumours before Desi was announced to be staying on that Declan Darcy seemed like the man to be getting the Dublin job before he took up a role with Leinster Rugby. So do you feel J.O. might go back to Dublin?
Yeah, those Darcy rumours did do the rounds, all right. To be honest, with Dublin, it's hard to ever know. Obviously, Sherlock had such a huge role under Jim Gavin, and he would obviously bring a lot to Desi Farrell's management team if that was the way they wanted to go. But obviously, Desi's had his team in place there for the last few years, and he might, you know, as part of a new term, often you'll find that managers would freshen up a backroom team, so you certainly couldn't rule it out. And, you know, at the end of the day, Sherlock was interested in the Monaghan job. He wouldn't have gone for an interview if he wasn't. So that suggests that there is some ambition on his part to get into inter-county management. So, like, quite where and when we see it, you couldn't be sure, but I think we will see him involved again in probably the near enough future.
Ciara O'Kane, gentlemen, as always, from the Irish News, thank you very much for taking the call. Game on. Gaelic football.